Let's get a check of the morning's top news. We're only halfway through 2011, but natural disasters have caused more than $32 billion worth of damage in the U.S. this year alone.
Mother Nature is just putting on her fury again. She put on her dancing shoes and decided to party.
Ann Harris in Minot, North Dakota, had her galoshes on where the Souris River crested over the weekend, leaving 4,000 homes underwater, making matters worse. Less than 400 residents are said to have flood insurance there. Moving to the charred southwest, a wildfire is burning about a mile from the Los Alamos National Laboratory, the site that developed the first nuclear weapon. Lab officials have closed the New Mexico facility and say all radioactive and hazardous materials are being protected. While in Arizona, firefighters have the upper hand on three huge wildfires that have been burning for weeks. Thousands of evacuated residents, like Gene Munt, are returning home.
Looks like a moonscape. It is black.
Fires, floods, and we're just at the start of the hurricane season. 100 days since the first bombs started falling over Libya. This morning, the rebels are making a push for Tripoli once again. Heavy fighting reported about 50 miles southwest of the capital. And in the past hour, NATO warplanes once again bombed what's believed to be Gaddafi's compound in Tripoli. We're waiting for a decision from the International Criminal Court this hour on whether an arrest warrant will be issued for Muammar Gaddafi on charges of crimes against humanity. Two American soldiers killed in Iraq this weekend makes June the deadliest month for U.S. forces there in more than 2 years. So far this month, 11 U.S. troops have been killed in Iraq, all of them from hostile fire. The rise in fatalities comes as the remaining U.S. soldiers prepare to withdraw from Iraq by the end of the year. President Obama takes over negotiations on spending cuts and raising the government's debt ceiling today. He'll meet with Senate leaders at the White House. And two Supreme Court decisions on the First Amendment are expected today. One looks at whether it's unconstitutional to ban the sale of ultra-violent video games to children. The second will rule on Arizona's campaign finance law that gives extra cash to publicly funded candidates who face privately funded, well-heeled rivals. We'll talk about the implications for the last decisions of the court's session a little bit later on in the program. One of the world's oldest and largest gay pride parades marched through New York City's Greenwich Village yesterday, 2 days after the state legalized same-sex marriage.
I think it's awesome that they legalized gay marriage. I love gay people. I am gay.
Same-sex marriages are expected to begin when the party dies down in New York State by the end of the month. Greece's parliament begins debate today on an austerity package needed to avert a national bankruptcy and a default on its sovereign debt that will roil the situation in Europe with the euro. They'll vote on the package in Greece on Wednesday. Asian markets are down on that news. European indices a little more positive. They're up. Futures are up for Wall Street as well. Oil is trading at about $90 a barrel this morning. The Dow gets underway at 11,934. The S&P opens at 1,268, and the NASDAQ trades at 2,652. Coming up this morning, we continue our series on nation building in America. If we look toward the money spent on Afghanistan and used it instead to build the nation here at home, what would you do?
This is Michael from Manhattan. We should spend that money on our education system, because educating our future and ourselves is the most important part of building any nation.
Nation building in America. Do we begin with education? In a few minutes, we'll talk about education and the prospects for nation building, starting with the educational system. Tell us how you would spend the money, though. Call us at 877-8MY-TAKE.